lagi ku ucap kata, bisuku diam terpesona. Dan andai suatu hari kau jadi milikku, tak akan ku lepas dirimu oh kasih. Bila waktu mengizinkan untuk menunggu dirimu, rasaku terjatuh cinta pada pandangan yang pertama. Sulit bagiku untuk bisa berhenti mengagumi dirinya. Seiring dengan berjalannya waktu, akhirnya kita berdua bertemu. Oh, diriku tersipu malu melihat sikapmu yang lucu. Andai suatu hari kau jadi milikku, takkan ku lepas dirimu kasih. Bila waktu mengizinkanku menunggu
yang selalu menghias
hiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku kehilangan dirimu. Belum sanggup untuk jauh darimu. Selindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana.
Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest. A nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay, old strongholds, museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks, or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. A unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
RRI Digital dengan tampilan baru, berbagai konten kolaborasi dari berbagai program nasional, termasuk siaran visual langsung, siaran radio langsung, daftar putar musik, podcast, berita video, dan berbagai fitur interaksi pengguna dalam permainan. Berbagai konten menarik seperti suka, komentar, dan berbagi, serta obrolan langsung dengan penyiar dan pengguna. Pesan langsung dan fasilitas obrolan pribadi antara pengguna aplikasi juga tersedia. RRI Digital tersedia di Google Store dan App Store. RRI Digital.
Indonesia.
The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing. This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destinations of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Sugar Beach. Sugar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Sugar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. Sugar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoil the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Sugar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Sugar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are on the North Beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts a princess about how to free herself from 3 men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. The Sasak people believe that Sugar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch seaworms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Segara Lombok Beach. I'm Nukuk Sumati. Thank you for listening. RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
A great nation is the nation who know the history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. been talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Patilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Patilasan Sangxiang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. It's contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the Visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Abadede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strength and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. While Chinese traditional cultural events also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Chinese in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Chinese. Of traditional villages in Chinese become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Chinese West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respecting each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Chinese people as Galu royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galu was a king who loved peace. So it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulyan as a milestone of the history of Galu Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Chiamis Regency improves itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Chiamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. In terms of cooperation, to support activities in the tourism sector, Chiamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Chiamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Chiamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Chiamis with Galu as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. There was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis, West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Bamboo Forest of Alu Village. The breeze and the rustling sound of bamboo leaves clashing will welcome you at this tourism destination. The lush of bamboo trees will protect you from sunlight. Pulau Alimandar in West Sulawesi is rich of its natural tourism objects. One of them is Bamboo Forest at hinterland of Alu Village, Alu District, Pulau Alimandar Regency. The 20-hectare wide bamboo forest area has a distance 60 kilometers from Polewali District, the capital city of Pulau Alimandar Regency, and can be accessed by car or motorcycle by taking around 1.5 hours. The special atmosphere of the village in the past is still seen at the bamboo forest because there are still some gazebos, small huts, meeting room and a mosque which are made of bamboo. The use of bamboo forest as new tourism destination has begun since several years ago. Beginning from art and culture festival, it is conducted at the forest and it makes it known widely by the public. Since that time, the forest has been visited by a lot of residents for touring, camping, meeting of government activities and also reception of wedding party. The bamboo forest is different from people's imagine if hearing the word of bamboo forest. The local people realize that big potential can improve their economy to keep taking care of the bamboo forest and to give various options for tourists who come. In the memory of tourists who come to visit the bamboo forest, they feel incomplete with some interesting spots for selfie. At some points, tourists can see water streaming which is through rocky river. Combined with the sounds of bamboo leaves rubbing against one another due to the gentle breeze. Are you interested in this destination? Please come to the bamboo forest at Alu Village in Pulau Alimandar, West Sulawesi Province. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
ombak semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Tulistiwa kita kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Tahu bertahun tular di dalam bahasa mata. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Aspirasi bangsa kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, berlarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap. Dan buat kau bersedih, tiba ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu. Temani diriku. Sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap.
dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Istriku.
Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. KAI Jember provides 57,000 seats for Imlek and Isra Miraj holidays. Minister of PANRB supports strengthening of Kompolnas to assist in policy-making direction for the National Police. And now the news in details. The Indonesian Railway Company in Jember has prepared 57,000 seats to accommodate travelers during the Imlek and Isra Miraj holiday. This initiative aims to ensure convenient and safe transportation for passengers during the festive season.